Turning now to a health alert this morning, we're seeing a real jump in the flu across America. 10 states are now seeing widespread outbreaks, up from just 4 1 week earlier. Let's go now to Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who's in Boston this morning. Dr. Ashton, good morning. How severe is the flu we're seeing at this point in the season?
Well, Dan, in terms of severity, it's really the same severity that we've been seeing so far. This flu season hasn't peaked yet. We expect that to happen in January, February. But what's changed recently is how many states are affected. As you said now, 10 states reporting widespread flu activity. That's up from 4. And if you look at a map, it's everywhere from Alaska and Wyoming to New York and right here in Massachusetts.
It's interesting to see how spread out it is. What flu strain is predominant, and what are the signs and symptoms of this particular strain?
So far, what states are reporting to the CDC and to their local health offices are the influenza A H1N1 strain. This is the strain that caused the pandemic in 2009. It is contained in this year's flu vaccine, so it's well matched to the circulating strain. And we have to remember, the symptoms are not subtle. This causes very high fever, severe headache, chest pain, body aches, cough. You can remain sick for a week and remain contagious for up to a week after that. There already have been deaths, and unfortunately, Dan, we do expect there to be more.
And so if you get the flu, you're not going to be questioning whether you have the flu. It won't be subtle, as you said.
Correct.
But here's the question you hear all the time, especially when we get to this point in the season. Is it too late to get vaccinated?
Absolutely not. It is not too late to vaccinate. We have to remember the flu season goes up until April. There is plenty of vaccine available. About 145 million doses were made this year. It does take about 2 weeks for you to get that immune protection, so you should talk to your clinic, your pharmacy, your doctor about getting that vaccine right now. And, you know, we have to remember, this is not a bad cold. I actually had H1N1 a few years ago. I do not smoke. I do not have asthma. Dan, I thought I was going to die. It is very serious and needs to be taken seriously.
I think I remember that. It really knocked you out. Dr. Ashton, thank you very much. And again, just to hammer home that point, it is not too late to get vaccinated. This is
Correct.
Serious stuff. Dr.